challenge for many people when they're on this journey to go from decision through willpower to becoming a habit is you're going to go to come up against challenging times. It just is going to happen. Mm. You know, there's no use thinking it's going to be this bed of roses for the next 66 days while this becomes a habit. It isn't. So the habit to get into is when you're having one of those block moments, so you don't want to get out of bed, you know, to go for your walk, or, you know, maybe you've decided to pay off the credit card and you just really feel like that extra cup of coffee today, is to ask the question, what is really going on for me right now? And then followed by, what do I really want? And then we talked about in the first week, we're talking about, you know, that really strong vision. Yeah. That's when you really need that strong vision, because in those moments of doubt and those moments where I'm tired and I don't want to do this, that's what helps. Continually going back to that right question. What do I really want? What's really going on for me right,
right.
now?
I suppose with that, though, the obvious thing for me that I can see with that is there needs to be a moment where you actually pause long enough to go, hold on, I need to ask myself a question here. Because a lot of us will probably continue down the process and then at some stage down the track, look back in hindsight and go, wish I'd stopped and asked myself that question. So it's having the presence of mind in the moment to stop and go, is this aligning with my values? Is this where I want to go, et cetera?
That's why that vision we talked about in when we were talking about the first two, you know, make a decision, create the vision, that's why that's really important. And whether that be that you have an image of something you want to attain, you know, sitting on your screensaver of your computer, or you've got it stuck on the fridge, for instance, somewhere you can see it all the time. So they can just remind you. But the thing is about that question is there's an 8-second gap, researchers have found, between you deciding you're going to do something and when you can actually do it. There's an 8-second gap, and if you can catch yourself in that 8 seconds, what's really going on for me, what do I really want, that can make all the difference.
Okay. Number 6, transform each limitation. Now, I suppose to transform them, we first need to know what our limitations are.
And they'll come up, you know, they come up for you in that moment of doubt. Procrastination is the biggest one. I think that's the biggest one when you're setting up a goal you want to achieve. Procrastination happens. I'll do it tomorrow. Or maybe today won't matter. I'll start again tomorrow. That's procrastination. And that usually is fear of success, underlying fear of success. And so it's looking at all the times that you perhaps haven't achieved what you wanted in the past and you felt that you failed or you never got what you want, is looking at the patterns that have created that.
Now, there's this whole concept of, and some people may have heard of this, the imposter syndrome. For those who haven't, tell us what the imposter syndrome is.
Well, you know, many people feel like that, you know, and because I work with people who want to elevate their success. And so for many people, I'll get to this, you know, who do I think I am? You know, what makes me think I can do this? No one will ever listen to me. I've got to remember where I come from. And that imposter syndrome, interestingly enough, impacts on about 75% of people throughout their lives at some stage. So it's actually one of those things that if you can understand that that's what it is, in fact, I've just finished reading Michelle Obama's book, Becoming, and she talks about it in there, you know, those feelings of the imposter syndrome, you know, who am I to be in the White House? Recognize that that's a natural thing, and then using ways to overcome it, such as prayer, you can use EFT, you know, you can use mantras that you keep saying over and over to yourself to help you overcome those moments of doubt.
We've looked at steps 5 and 6 today in an 8-step process that life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow has put together. Help making our goals a reality this year. We'll come back and chat with Sally tomorrow to explore goals 7 and 8 at Brisbane's 96.5.